You know, today I want to talk about getting back to normal. I don't know about you, but I'm kind of ready to get back to normal. Now, obviously, we've heard the president, and here in Oklahoma, we've heard our governors and other governors, talk about the stages and getting back to the normal. And it looks like May 1st that we're going to start stage one here in Oklahoma and other states as well. And I do believe that it is good that we go through the stage process, and do things, decently and not just all at once, for the sake of not spreading the virus. But, at some point in time, they keep talking about maybe there's a new normal. But I'm here to tell you, I don't want a new normal. I want normal. I'm not here to have a new normal. Our medical people are saying, well, maybe you'll never shake hands again. Do you realize now a lot of folks right now are talking about, things that they're not able to do, and they're all upset about that. I'm thinking about things that I'll never be able to do. And if you tell me I cannot shake hands, do you realize from the time you walk into the church until the time you leave church, you know how many times you shake hands with people? And so you're trying to tell me that we can't do that anymore? I mean, that's absurd. And I can't accept that. Now, I can accept, maybe for a short time making some sacrifices, but, it's not normal when I walk into a store and people look like they're going to rob the place. I mean, their face is all covered and people are afraid, and it's not normal. And, the Bible talks about back in Genesis, whenever there was just Adam, and it says, it's not good for man to live alone, and he created Eve, but then they created a whole family. And I found out, at least myself, and some people are different, I'm a sociable person. I like to talk to people. I actually like to be closer to people, closer than 6 feet from people too when I talk to them. I want to have normal. And I believe the only way to have normal is decide that we're going to believe God for normal. And I know this sounds sad. We have to actually believe God just to be normal. And some people say, well, Fred, you're not normal anyway, but that's okay. I like my normal. I want it to be normal again. I mean, it's a sad thing that I'm excited today because, there are really no live sports going on for the most part. So, this afternoon, I'm going to get to watch virtual NASCAR. I'm going to get to watch a bunch of guys sitting at home and basically play a video game so I can watch them compete on a video game. And I'm going to be happy about it because I get to have NASCAR announcers and all kinds of stuff. And that's not normal, folks. I mean, yesterday was Saturday. I spend most of my Saturday nights at the racetrack, the dirt track, watching my son race. And I haven't been able to do that in weeks. And that's not normal. And I'm tired of this. I mean, I don't want to think that I'm not going to be able to go to a basketball game or go to a football game and who knows when. I'm not ready to wait 12 to 18 months for a vaccine to happen. I'm ready to get back to normal. Now, I realize that we need to do it through stages. And I realize, but I think it's time to get back to normal. Let's start in the verse that I preach on a lot, John 10:10. And most of you, whenever I show up, they say, well, what verse? And I say John 10:10. They say, we already have that one. John 10:10, it says, the thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy, but I have come that they might have life and they might have it more abundantly. Now, we talk about this quite a bit, and obviously the thief is the devil. The devil, comes to steal from us, to kill from us, and to destroy us, and obviously COVID-19 is a result from the devil. People say, well, I thought it came from a bat. No, it came from the devil. All right, not that bats are from the devil. I'm just saying that the devil is here to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said that I came that I might have life and have it more abundantly. All right, well, I'm here to tell you that the new normal the doctors are trying to tell us that we're going to have is not abundant life. It's not an abundant life for me not to be able to watch sports on TV, for me not to be able to go to an Oklahoma City Thunder basketball game, Or go up and watch the Kansas City Royals play baseball. Or go down and watch the Dallas Cowboys play football. You know, or watch them on my TV or watch them in person, you know. Or go for me to be able to sit in the stands and watch the races. I want to be around people. I want to be able to do that. That's living an abundant life for me. And you know, Jesus didn't come for us to have a new normal. He came for us to have normal. He came for me to have a normal life. And where I can actually shake hands with people. And you know, I'm not a real hugger, but you know what? If I want to hug someone, I want to hug someone. Now, some of you that are from other countries, you like to kiss people on the cheek and things like that. Well, according to our doctors, you won't be able to do that anymore. So, you know, but the New Living Translation says it this way. The thief's purpose is to steal and to kill and to destroy, but my purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life. Now, I believe the Bible. Jesus has come that I might have a rich and satisfying life. Well, I'm here to tell you right now, I'm not satisfied with my life. I'm not satisfied with hanging around my house doing a whole lot of nothing. You know, I'm not satisfied that I can't watch sports. You know, there's a lot of things I'm not satisfied with. I'm not satisfied that I'm trying to find more stuff on TV to watch because I've seen everything. I mean, that's not satisfying to me. And Jesus came so I could be satisfied. And I'm not going to be satisfied with the new normal. I'm going to be satisfied when we're back to normal. And that's where my faith is. And so I think now, first of all, you know, we need to believe God that this virus is eradicated. Every day, multiple times, I thank God that this virus is gone in Jesus' name. I don't have to wait for a vaccine because Jesus Christ came 2,000 years ago and he took the stripes on his back, and by his stripes we were healed of COVID-19 2,000 years ago. The Bible says we have been healed. And so, I mean, I believe God. I believe that we are healed. Now, I think we live in a day and age where we really have to believe what the Word says. Now, thank God that from a young age that my mom has taught us the 91st Psalm. And you know, one of the things that we've always done every day is we claim the 91st Psalm over our lives. You know, and I claim the 91st Psalm over my life, my family's life, you know, every day. And we've been doing that for years. But now is the time to claim the 91st Psalm. But you know, as we begin to get out and more public and around more people, the Bible clearly says that no plague or no disease shall come to my dwelling place, to my household. And I believe that. It's what the Bible says. You know, my grandfather always taught me from a young age, what does the Word say? What does the Bible say? Well, the Bible says that I don't have to have any plague. That it has no right, no authority to live in my household. And I claim that over my life every day. There's many other things the 91st Psalm talks about. And, you know, and like I said, from a young age, we were taught that. But, you know, we got to believe the Bible. We have to believe the Bible. And there's so many scriptures right now that we need to start reading and start. You know, it's one thing to quote things. I mean, every scripture I'm going to read today, you could probably quote yourself. You probably know it without me even turning there. But the point is, do you really believe what the Word says? Because if you believe what the Word says, you don't have to accept a new normal. You can accept normal because it's time to get back to normal. Now, I don't believe, personally, I'm here to tell you, I think we should do it in stages. I don't think that we should just all out tomorrow come and fill this church. But I'm looking forward to the day where we're going to fill this church. And not 6 feet apart, but we're going to fill this church upstairs and downstairs, you know, because we need to get back to church. Thank God. The one thing I believe that has really been a blessing is there are people that kind of gotten away from being in church or whatever, but right now they're scared. Right now, and you know what? When people get scared, they begin to go back to their roots. And when we have people that are watching us and watching, you know, church services, that hasn't done it in a long time. But praise God, I just believe, God, that whenever the church becomes open or you can come inside, that you'll get here and that you'll make it a part of your daily, you know, walk with the Lord. Amen. But I want to read a scripture we all know. We've been reading it for a while. 2 Timothy 1:7, and everybody knows this scripture. You can all probably quote it. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. So the Bible clearly says that God has not given us a spirit of fear. Now, so it really tells us right here, and many of you haven't thought about this, is that fear is a spirit. Fear comes from the devil, what we said, John 10:10. It's a spirit. And I'm here to tell you, there's a spirit of fear, not over just over our nation, but all over the world right now. People are afraid. You know, I know there's a lot of people that are afraid about, you know, their business and their economy and how they're going to pay the bills. They're afraid from that situation. I know other people are afraid about the virus and it might kill them. And now they're, you know, some people are saying open up the country. Some people are saying close down the country. Let's stay hidden in our house for 18 months or whatever till we get. I mean, everybody's afraid and everyone's mad at each other and all this kind of stuff. I'm just ready to get back to the normal. You know, the Bible clearly says that God has not given us a spirit of fear. Now, there is a difference between being afraid and being concerned. I believe that we should be concerned. You know, I know one time, me and my grandfather, we were in Indianapolis, Indiana. Actually, I can tell you right where we were. We were downtown at the Marriott eating at a restaurant. And my grandmother was not able to go on this crusade because she was having some health problems. And this is the only time my grandfather ever said these words to myself that I can remember. But we were there eating in the restaurant there at the hotel. And my grandfather looked at me and he says, Craig, I'm worried about your grandmother. And, you know, it's interesting because as soon as those words came out of his mouth, he said, I'm worried about your grandmother. He stopped himself and he says, no, I'm not worried, but I'm concerned. I'm concerned about your grandmother and talking about her health and things that you know. And, you know, that actually taught me something. First of all, that sometimes, you know, in our own life, that we'll say things that he understands we shouldn't worry because we have Jesus. And we shouldn't be worried, but sometimes we can be concerned. So we shouldn't have fear, but it's okay to be concerned a little bit, all right? You know, being concerned means we take some precautions in the natural, all right? But we shouldn't be in fear. And I'm not in fear over this virus. I'm in faith. And I believe personally, I mean, I really believe, literally believe that this virus can be eradicated because of prayer, because of claiming it will be. Now, I'm just telling you, people are freaking out. And I know you know people. I know people. I mean, sometimes I don't even want to read people's statuses on Facebook because they're so freaking out about everything. Or even walking through the stores, you can tell some people that are freaked out and stuff. I don't know about you, but back in the late 70s, I used to go roller skating to Skate World every Saturday. Sometimes we do double sessions. That means two sessions there. And so that was during what we call the disco era. Some of you might have been alive back in the disco era with a lot of disco music. And so there was a song that they used to play. I don't really know the song, but it would say, "Ah, freak out." And it was like Freaks or Chic or something like that. I don't know. But I think that could be the theme song for 2020 right now. Everyone's freaking out. And why should we freak out? Because you know what? We still have the same God. Our God is the same as it was before the virus. But I think a lot of people have forgotten. I mean, they just like forget about what the Word of God says. The Word of God says that God has not given us a spirit of fear. But what does what does he give us? He gives us power. He gives us love. And he gives us a sound mind. I mean, peace of mind. We can have the peace that passes all understanding because we can trust God. And when the rest of the world is singing the freak out song, we can trust God. It's just that simple. Because, you know, as this country begins to open up, we're going to have to try to trust God. There is no vaccine you can get right now. You know, and for us to actually have one in 12 to 18 months would actually even according to the FDA standards, that's like a miracle. No, but praise God that the FDA has been working miracles because of our president who's been pushing it. You know, but I thank God. I thank God that we have this president at this time, and I think he's doing a tremendous job. And if you don't think he is, I mean, you put yourself in that situation. Do you realize the situation that he's having to go through? He doesn't sleep much anyway, but I'm sure he's not sleeping much right now. But praise God, God is still God. And we don't have to freak out. But we can have faith, and we can trust God. I want to read a couple more scriptures that everybody knows. And I'm not here to read you scriptures you don't know. I'm here to remind you of scriptures you do know. Philippians 4:19. Everybody knows this scripture. Many of you quote it all your life. But I think right now a lot of you forgot about it because it says, "And my God shall." You know, I mean, the "shall" is one of the strongest words you can put there. "My God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus." Now, the Bible clearly says that he shall supply all of your need. Now, notice he didn't say that my God shall supply all your need unless we're in the middle of a global pandemic, unless we're in the middle of a bad economy, unless everyone is losing their job. He didn't say that. He says that my God shall supply all your need. How? According to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. He didn't say according to the economy. He didn't say according to your job. He didn't say according to what's going on in the world. He says that God shall supply. Now, some of you need to focus in on the shall. Because I know a lot of people that are really, they're freaking out because, you know, and I get it. I understand from a natural standpoint. I mean, so many people have lost their job and you know, praise God, the government has just gave them $1,200 or maybe it's in the mail or whatever, but $1,200 doesn't go very far. All right, I mean, you know, maybe pay your rent or things like that. And you know what? I know many of you can thank God you're an essential worker. Maybe some of you might be quitting your other job and start getting an essential worker job so that way, you know, if this comes again, you can have a job. And there are many people that are hiring right now because, I mean, you know, there are some companies been overloaded. In fact, if you want to go help make toilet tissue right now or hand sanitizer, there's a place for you right now. They need help doing that because, you know, actually toilet tissue is starting to be on the shelf, but I haven't seen hand sanitizer in weeks. But praise God that God's still in control. And the Bible says that he shall supply all, not part of my need. You know, because I've heard people say, well, you know, the government can give me some money, but that's just partly what I need. But it says that God, see, God is going to supply your need, not the government. That my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. How is he going to supply? Because of Jesus. You know, remember we started off that Jesus came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. He came to supply all your needs. All your needs. Now, here's something that I need to get out right here is that a lot of people read this and they think only in the financial realm, and I believe it was written because of the financial realm, but you realize I have needs that are not financial. I need to watch sports, live sports. I need to sit in the stadium and watch sports. So, you know what? The Bible says that he will supply all my needs. That's one of my needs. I need to be able to hang around people closer than six feet. I need to be able to hug someone if I want to hug them. I need to be able to go to a store without a mask on. I mean, I've tried to wear a mask a couple times. It fogs my glasses up, and I found out what happens is I keep adjusting my mask, and I touch my face more than I would if I didn't have a mask on. You know, I need to be able to live life. That's one of my needs. You know, and I thank God that I've been an early adopter to the virtual world. And I thank God for all my virtual friends. But I want to have real friends. Or I want to see my real friends. And I would like to sit down at a restaurant and eat. You know, there's just something about going to a Mexican restaurant and eating chips and queso and hot sauce. And, well, see, I like queso, you know. And If I buy it somewhere else, it's not the same eating at home. And plus, you don't have unlimited. You know, when you're at a restaurant, you have unlimited chips. And you know, almost everyone says the first place they're going to eat is a Mexican restaurant. And thank God we have some great Mexican restaurants here in Tulsa. And in fact, some of our church members actually, they have two different restaurants here. And we're looking forward to going and eating with them. Now, they are offering takeout right now, so you can do that as well. But there's nothing like sitting in a restaurant. I mean, I found that, you know, one of the things that me and my family like to do is go to a restaurant and eat together as a family, not 6 feet apart from each other, but as a family, you know. And, you know, I think, I know this is crazy, but I think right now if I had to sit at a restaurant and wait an hour to sit to eat, I would do it because you know what? I get around to be around people. That's normal. Let's get back to normal. That's one of my needs. Now, some of you are having, you know, emotional needs. I mean, some of you guys are emotional wreck because you're like, I just can't take it. And I know that there was a lot of people that were laughing at some of the Hollywood stars, and they were saying, you know, I can't take being holed up in this house. And one of the persons said, well, at your house, you have a theater room. You have your own gym equipment. You have a pool with a hot tub. Some of you have a basketball court, a tennis court, and all these other things, and you're complaining about being stuck there? You know how many people want to be stuck at your house? You know, and thank God that my house isn't bad, but you know, I don't want to be stuck there either. You know, that's not normal. And I have needs that are not financial. I need to be around people. I need people to be in this room right now because it's a whole lot easier to preach when people are here. And no offense to the people who are here, all right? I love you know, the ones that are here and doing work, and I love my mom, and you know, and thank God for all these people who have been helping us to have some great online services, to be able to put some great content on our social media sites, to be able to keep you informed. And I've been thinking about some funny videos. I just can't think about some funny videos right now. But you know, hopefully we can get some funny things out there. Thank you for sending your selfies and sending us stuff, because it's kind of neat to be able to see you guys and you know, interact. I mean, that's the great thing about Facebook, is to be able to see all you writing things right here. And right here, someone says, good message, Pastor Craig. It's cool. And here, I see a bunch of emojis going on right now. Praise God. You know, but I don't want to see your virtual self anymore. I want to see you. You know, we love you, and so I need to do that. That's one of my needs. And it says, the Bible says that my God shall supply all of my needs. Not just my financial needs. He'll supply my financial needs, my emotional needs, my physical needs, all of my needs, whatever they might be. You know, my God shall supply. Now, the only way he's going to supply it is if we believe that he's going to supply. If you're freaking out, I mean, you got to start trusting in the Lord. You know, as we read in the Old Testament, trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, Proverbs 3:5-6. You know, trust in the Lord. Now, another scripture that many of you know, few verses up, this happened to be my mom's favorite verse, Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Now, I was reading that a little bit different today. The Bible says I can do all things. That means I can live life normally. All things. All things. That means I can watch a sporting event. That means I can do all those kind of things. Now, you know, I do also believe that also means that for a short time, I can stay away from people. But at some point in time, I want to do all things. At some point in time, I want to be able to have a normal life again. You know, and I'm ready for normal, not the new normal. I mean, I was listening this morning to a television program, and one of our senators was talking about, well, businesses need to get used to the new normal. You know, having less people in your restaurant, so you'll be making less money, having less employees, and you know, and that kind of things. And if you want more people in the restaurant, you have to build a bigger restaurant. Said, you know, thing with gyms and all kinds of things. You know, we need more space now. Well, that's not normal. I'm ready to get back to normal. How about you? Are you ready to get back to normal? Give me some emojis if you're ready to get back to normal. I want some heart emojis. I want some like emojis. You know what? But normal is not me giving you emojis while I'm preaching. Normal is whenever you're here saying amen and standing up and jumping around and shouting and hollering and getting excited. I want to be excited again. I want to be able to see you, not your virtual self. Amen? Amen. Praise God. God is a good God. And God sent us Jesus so that we could have life and have it more abundantly. A normal life. Not a new normal life. And I'm here to tell you, do you realize that this world, you know, I might have not been alive, but this world has seen pandemics before, global pandemics. You know, they've had all kinds of them throughout history. You know what? Eventually, things got back to normal. So don't tell me I can't shake hands anymore. Don't tell me I can't hug anybody anymore. Don't tell me I have to always stand however many feet apart. That's not normal. Don't tell me that we can't have crowded stadiums anymore with 100,000 people there. That's not normal. Do you realize that under the new normal rules that you really, to have two people in an elevator would actually not be 6 feet apart. But I mean, you know, if you put one on one side, one on the, I mean, the most you could probably put is four in each corner. That's not normal. Now, if you happen to live or work or whatever in a 10-story building, do you know how long it will take you to get up and down without not being able to get in the elevator? You know, and some of you, I know, well, you can get exercise, you can go up and down stairs. Well, after a while, if you live on the 10th floor, after a while, you're going to get tired of walking the stairs, especially if you have to walk the stairs with your groceries coming up. That won't be fun. You know, that's not normal. Now, my mom and dad, my dad more than my mom, my dad used to always like to stuff the elevator for whatever reason with, you know, the whole crusade team. I don't know how many times that he would instruct everyone, let's all get in the elevator together. Until just the other day, the elevator quit working because there are too many people on it and got stuck between floors. And they're stuck. How long are you stuck? An hour? For about an hour. So now dad no longer wants to stop elevators. You know, but right now, I wouldn't mind to be a soft elevator because that's more normal. You know, it's. I want to live a normal life, a rich and satisfying life. You know, Jesus didn't come and die on the cross for me to live the new normal. He came for me to live normal. Normal. Now, if we want to live normal, what do we need to do? Well, turn in your Bible to John chapter 14. John chapter 14, and I've read this many times, and it says this. It says, and whatever you ask. Well, I'm asking for normal. I'm asking for normal. Whatever you ask in my name, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking for normal. All right, it goes on to say, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I'm asking for normal. I will do it. Well, the Bible says if we'll ask for something, he's going to do it. It says we have not because we ask not. Ask what we will, it shall be done. And I'm asking for normal. I'm asking for this virus to be eradicated because the only way we're going to get normal is for this virus to go. All right? You know, and so I'm asking for normal because the Bible clearly says, and my grandfather taught me, what does the word say? The word says that if I ask for anything, that he's going to do it for me in the name of Jesus. So in the name of Jesus, I ask for normal right now. I ask that we can be together. I ask that we don't have to be 6 feet apart from each other. I ask that we can give people hugs. I ask that we can sit in stadiums. I ask that we can, you know, fellowship. I ask that we can go to a restaurant and have food together. I ask that I can go to a theme park and wait an hour to ride a roller coaster because that's normal. It's not normal to get there and like have no wait. It's normal to wait. I want to be around people. I mean, I thank God for my virtual world, but I virtually am tired of it. I'm virtually tired of it. You know, we can't have meetings anymore. We have to learn the computer thing, and half the time people get they lose their connection or this or that, all kinds of stuff. I mean, Zoom might be cool, but you know. It's a lot cooler to have real people in front of you. And then it's not as, you know, with these virtual meetings, it's hard to talk. You know, when one person talks, the other person, they're both talking at the same time, it doesn't work real well. You know, I'm ready for normal. I'm ready for normal. Normal. Well, how are we going to have normal? Well, we're going to trust in the Lord. Mark 11:22, and if any of you have, if I've ever signed my name in your Bible or in a book or whatever, I always put this scripture, Mark 11:22. It's my favorite scripture, my key, the way I live my life. It says, so Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. I have faith in God that my life is going to be normal. I believe God. I believe God. Now, I like to point out, too, that the thank God for the United States of America, they also included on your money. Right here it says, in God we trust. It doesn't say in the government we trust. It says in God we trust. And I trust God for my normal. I want normal. I don't want a new normal. My trust is in God. So if you can't believe the Bible, believe your money. In God we trust. And I trust God that he's going to take care of me. I trust God that this virus is going to be eradicated. I trust God that things are changing right now. And some people say, well, how is that going to work? I mean, that kind of seems impossible. Well, praise God, we have scriptures for that. Mark 9:23 says, Jesus said to him, if you can believe. All I have to do is believe. If I can believe, what's going to happen? It says that all things are possible to him who believes. I believe for normal. The Bible clearly says that whatever I believe for, I can have, even if it's impossible. Even if it's impossible. Because according to science, we have to have this, and we have to have that, and we have to... You know what? The Bible says that I can believe, and I will have what I believe. Now, notice it doesn't say that I have to figure out how it's going to work. A lot of people are trying to figure out how it's going to work. Well, how's that going to work, Craig? How are we going to do it? Well, I don't care if it has to work by the scientists coming up with some kind of stuff. I don't care if it just has to leave right now. It doesn't matter how it works. My responsibility is to believe. Only believe. And I believe for normal. I believe for normalcy. I believe that we are going to get back to normal. A normal life, a rich and satisfying life. That's why my Jesus came. My Jesus came to this world so I can have a normal life. I can have life and have it more abundantly. For me to have an abundant life, I got to be able to watch sports. That's what I want to do. I want to watch sports. I used to participate more in sports, but you know what? I can at least watch it right now. But, like President Trump said, I'm tired of watching 12-year-old baseball games. I already know what happened in history. I want to watch people rewrite history. This is getting old. I want normal. One more scripture, and this happens to be Dad's favorite scripture. Dad's favorite scripture, and talks about the impossible things. Luke 18:27. Says, but he said, the things which are impossible with man are possible with God. And when someone tells you, said, Craig, that's impossible. There's no way we're going to get back to normal. There's no way. I don't care what Dr. Fauci or Dr. Birx or Dr. Doolittle or any other doctor tells you. It doesn't matter what those, I thank God for our scientists. I thank God, for our doctors that are doing, what they can. And then all the medical people. But you know what? I still believe God. In God I trust. I thank God for my president. I thank God for the vice president. Thank God for our senators. Thank God for our governors. Thank God for our mayors. But the Bible says in God we trust. Or actually, our money says in God we trust. The Bible says have faith in God. We trust in the Lord. We trust in God. And maybe it looks impossible, but the things that are impossible to man are possible with God. With God, all things are possible. I've been taught that since I'm a youngster. I've heard more faith messages than probably anybody known to man. But I believe the word. I believe that I'm acting on the word, and I want to encourage you guys to act on the word. I say it daily. I say multiple times a day. And I'm, you know, my new thing, and as I've been this whole week hearing this term, the new normal, the new normal, the new normal. So my big thing now is to believe God for normal. To believe God for normal. Just to be normal. I'm believing God for normal. That's where my faith is, and that's where your faith needs to be too. We should be able to trust God with all our heart to have normal, a normal life that's rich and satisfying. And we're doing what the Bible says. We're asking. That's one of the things I need. I need normal. So I've read scriptures today that all of you know. And it's time to get back to normalcy. So I'm going to pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you right now. We thank you, Father, that we claim a normal, not a new normal, but an old normal, the normal we're used to. And we thank you, Father, right now in the name of Jesus, that we will get back to a normal life. We're able to shake hands. We're able to hug. We're able to sit in a restaurant and eat, to be in a crowded amusement park. We thank you, Father, right now in the name of Jesus. We come against any power from the enemy. We come against any principality, ruler from on high, that's trying to take this normalcy away from us. And we invoke our right and privilege as a Christian to have our needs met. And we thank you, Father, for blessing us financially, physically, spiritually, emotionally, in every way. We thank you, Father, right now for each and every person that's watching us. We thank you, Father, for touching their lives right now. Father, we thank you for giving them faith like they've never had it before, to be able to believe, God, that this virus will be eradicated in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for the healing power of God flowing right now, touching those that are hurting right now, in every hospital, in every home, all across the world. We thank you, Father, for everything you're doing in our midst. And we thank you, Father, that you are a good God. And we thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that we're getting back to normal. Sooner than we can think. Sooner than what anybody said. Sooner than what any expert says. We thank you, Father, that we're going to get back to normal. And that you still have the whole world in your hands. And you've taken care of this situation right now. All across the world. We thank you for it right now. In the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. Praise God. I just want to encourage you, just like I'm doing, I want to encourage you not to be in fear, not to freak out, but I want to encourage you that God is still God. And I want to encourage you, whatever your need might be, physically, financially, emotionally, spiritually, whatever it might be, I want you to start every day confessing that this needs met. This needs met, this bill's paid, but I want you also to confess with me every day. I thank you, Father, for normalcy. I thank you, Father. I'm not going to live under a new normal where everyone comes and wears masks and you know, looks like they're going to rob a place. But I thank God for normal. For normal. I'm ready to get back to normal. And I know you are too. I know you are too. You know, we love you guys. We pray for you on a daily basis. I mean, you know, we're glad to be able to see your virtual self, but we want to see you. Praise God. Amen.